If it was going to keep it as it is, the kitchen. No, you, I'm sorry, I'm going to say something. I've worked in customer services and I've had people F and blind at me and say all sorts of things to me. I never once, on like on Saturday, I know she put, Mandy probably won't admit it, but she shouted at me.
I did not shout at you.
I recorded the conversation and you shouted at me.
I said the conversation stopped here, which I've already...
No, after that, you were still having a go at me. I wasn't arguing with you. I was asking you some questions you didn't like me asking you, and you had a go at me. And same with you. When you were talking about the block of three, and I pointed out the block of lots of three, you had a go at me. You both have done that. Can I let me finish, please? You might not agree with my opinion, right, but I'm meant to be a customer. You're not meant to shout at me. Even if I'm upset, even if I'm angry, why are you shouting at me?
I haven't shouted at you at all. I pointed out, it's a block of three. How could it possibly have windows in an adjoining wall? You know,
like the other block for three, you mean?
It's got,
I'm not going to argue about that point.
You know, I've pointed out basically what the problem is that I understand you're unhappy with.
No.
I've tried to take it to the site manager so they can take you in to help sort it out.
I don't
want to
hear it. Am I right in thinking you're not going to apologise
for my wife? I've not shouted at her.
So you're not going to apologise? Yes or no question? Yes or no?
I haven't shouted.
I mean, this is really bad customer service. You both shouted at me.
If you do feel like that, I am sorry if you think I've shouted at you. But in my opinion, I haven't. I've just been pointing out the facts and what we're trying to do to try and resolve the issue for you.
No, you're trying to deflect things away because you know we're right. You're trying
no,
to... You were trying to...
Not,
we were being quite patronising,
no,
actually.
No, we're not being patronising. We're trying to sort it out for you. Now, there's two very big differences there. You just said that I and Mandy couldn't handle the situation faster, which was my fault. You were in.
Okay, you apologised and it got that wrong.
That's fine, but, it just seems to me that you're blaming Mandy and myself for all of this, when it isn't. It's not all totally our fault at all.
I'm not blaming Mandy at all. I said that I don't think this situation is her fault. When I was there, I don't think Mandy had the information. I've made that quite clear.
Well, let me speak to the complaint procedure so we can pop it in the official complaint procedure. That is fine. I don't think we have shouted at you, but if you think we have, then I apologise. I'm sorry about that. And I'll speak to you about that this afternoon, and I'll speak to Steve and come back to you as soon as I can about the solar line.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I much would have asked for cell services, and I'm not honest with you.